A political scientist at the University of Education, Winneba, Dr. Brian Mawaisu, has described as worrying reports that some party supporters are claiming ownership of state property because their party is now in government. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Mawaisu said the trend is continuing because in previous administrations, people who engaged in such acts were not punished. He called on the political establishment leaders to allow the police to prosecute such groups and persons to serve as caution to all.
I think this development is worrying. And let me take you just a minute, give you some historical antecedents. You recall in 2008, when NDC won, people went seizing places of convenience, government facilities, and what have you. And in all this, we have institutions mandated to ensure law and order. And as we speak now, was anybody arrested and prosecuted in 2008 today? And if that did not happen, people felt that you can also do that with impunity anytime our government is in place. As far as I'm concerned, what is happening now is criminal and unacceptable. And especially so when President Akufo-Addo and his team are distancing themselves from these activities. What prevents the police from arresting and, if possible, prosecuting them to send a strong signal to people that they, we have law and order in the state? But if we treat it as a political affair and only come with public rhetoric that, oh, this is a political affair, we are going to do A, B, C, and you do nothing, what happened is that people would continue to do this. And what we are seeing now, if you're not dealing with it decisively, we are most likely going to encounter the same thing in the next 4-8 years. And that is not good for our democracy.
Dr. Brian Mawaisu is a political science lecturer at the University of Education, Winneba.